Good morning, 6:17 a.m. This is Tuesday, the 10th of July, 2018. Oh, yeah. Let's do this. Whatever I did to my legs, it seems to be finally healing up. I don't know what it was at the back of my thighs, but they're not hurting anywhere near as much this morning. It's a lovely morning. It's cool. Official temperature is 61. I think it's closer to, well, it may be 61, but at the back, my back door, the thermometer read 66. Yesterday was a crisp 98. I was supposed to get to 100 today. Now we got fans running. Not full bore, because not everybody's awake yet, and they make a terrible roaring sound. But they're, after spending the night pushing the hot air out, I turn them around this morning so that they're pulling cold air in. Good morning. Yesterday was a pretty good day, considering that I had a lot of interruptions for the day. I had rheumatologist appointment in the morning that took about I think it took me longer to go and come back than it did for the meeting, the actual appointment itself, including the waiting room time. I was in and out of there, and the appointment was supposed to be for 8:15. I was out of there by 8:30. I was home just a little after 9 o'clock because I stopped for groceries. Sprinting. Oh my god. I love sprinting so much. I need to put a finger on it in a comment yesterday. It's finding pleasure in the doing, taking satisfaction from the doing. The story itself is, you know, I have to let my back, I have to let my creative brain take over. I can't really use my critical brain to deal with it. I have to sort of disconnect my internal editor. And I can sustain that for actually quite a while. And while there's a certain sense that the 25-minute stop signs interrupt that flow, reality is if I do two or three in a row, then that 5-minute interruption is not really all that onerous. I had a couple instances yesterday where I lost track, and in one instance, I forgot to start the timer and went for 45 minutes before I realized it. In another instance, the timer went off and I ignored it. It just kept on going without actually realizing that I had kept on going. Word counts were noticeably larger, of course. Words per hour, I don't have enough sample size to really say. But yesterday was about 8,000 words. The book is now over 125,000. And these last 60,000 words are, I'm very pleased. I don't know what I'm going to do. Second draft, there's a bunch of stuff I still have to do in second draft. There's a lot of stuff I've already lost track of. Okay, this lady's going to cross with her lab. Love the pink shoes. Good morning. but definitely the pleasure is in the doing. I logged on this morning to my Ark Survival game just to do the minimum amount of maintenance to keep things going. And at some point I'm going to have to take some time and go in and restock really common things like thatch. Sorry, it's cold enough that my nose is running. I've worked up a sweat, but so, yeah, what did I do? I did 13 sprints yesterday. About 6 hours worth of work, all told. And it was about 8,000 words. It was like 8,300 or something. So, in the last 12 days, I've written 66,000 words? 65,000 words? Somewhere in there. I can't remember now. I've written more words in the last 12 days than I had written in the previous 10 weeks. And it's still fun. It's still, because I'm focusing on, I'm letting my critical brain deal with the numbers. I'm letting my critical brain, my editor, my internal editor, play with numbers while my creative brain handles the story. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Because it takes care of my critical brain. My critical brain is being assuaged. It's like, yes, okay. My family of origin, shopkeeper, piecework mentality is being satisfied in a way that, because of the spreadsheet, switched feet again. I don't know why, anyway. It's being satisfied in a way that without the spreadsheet, I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't be able to do it. Oh, come on. All right, well, we'll do it with the left foot. I don't know if you can hear it this morning. It's turned way down. I forgot to switch earbuds, but I've got a left foot. Left, right, left, right. So I've taken care of both sides of my brain, and I logged on, I was like, oh, geez, I don't want to spend any time playing with these birds. This is kind of pointless. I want to play with my spreadsheet. I had the same problem yesterday. It's like, oh, okay, come on, do this. And I tried to get I got a sprint in yesterday morning before the walk, but I didn't get a chance this morning. I slept till 5, I think, and then I got up. I really haven't had enough sleep because I was up until 11-ish, 11:30 actually, I think. So I've only had like 5.5 hours sleep. Come on up, say it with me. Next post. Because it's just too hot to sleep last night. Today's supposed to be 100 degrees. Oh, jeez. And I've got an operations call with CIFWA this morning at 8. I've got to take one kid to school at 10. Got to pick up the other one at the airport at 2. That'll chew 3 hours out of the afternoon anyway. At least 3 hours. The operations call will take up at least an hour. So today is not going to be a record-breaking day, but it's going to be hot. I'm not going to be able to go to bed early tonight. To 10, 10 to 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Jesus, only 2,500 words. My daily milestone. I have three daily milestones. First is 3,000 words before lunch. If I can get 3,000 words before lunch, that's really good progress. I've eaten the frog. I've eaten the frog in the morning. And the day is going to be, it will be at least 3,000 words to the good. My next goal is 5,000 words. 5,000 words on the day is what I would like my minimum daily output to be. 5,000 words is about 8 sprints. Or about 4 hours. ...25 minutes plus a 5 minute break. I have another milestone. I started another milestone at 6K per day because that's a stretch goal. And then the final milestone is a 10K day or finishing the book. If I finish the book, that's an automatic major milestone, which seems only fair. So if I finish the book this morning, I can have all of my daily milestones taken care of. So that takes care of my critical brain. That takes care of my ADHD brain. It gives me something detailed and fiddly that is going to tie up my brain. The detailed brain, the piecework brain, the family of origin shopkeeper brain. It's going to keep that tied up while the story unfolds, free of that sort of interference that I've been dealing with. So I could probably get, how many, time is it? 6:32, okay. 7 to 8 is two sprints if I get right on it. I might be able to get a little more if I take an off-axis sprint. I usually go top of the hour, bottom of the hour. But I don't really need to do that. I could just put in the start time, whatever time it is. Set the timer. Set the timer, put in the start time, and then write till the timer goes off. And the spreadsheet will take care of all of the nasty math for odd minutes and strange hours and things like that. It's 6:32 now. I'll be home in 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, yeah. I've worked up a sweat. My body is enjoying the blood flow. I've had my peanut butter toast this morning. I've had 3/4 of a cup of coffee. I need to refresh the coffee mug. Get this thing posted. I will undoubtedly get distracted by sprinting. Well, I'll try to get this posted before I get too far down the sprinting rabbit hole. If nothing else, I'll be reminded at 8 o'clock when I have to take the operations call. Oh, gosh. I need to keep reminding myself that the pleasure in this is the doing. It's the writing itself. It's not the goal, not the finishing. The finishing is gravy. What matters is the writing. And with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.